You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
My name is Staff Sergeant Dale Sweetnam. I'm the non-commissioned officer in charge of the online and social media division, the Army's online and social media division, and I'm calling from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's brilliant to have you with us, Dale. And tell us a little bit about what you actually do in that role, please.
Absolutely. We're part of the social media division, which is a five-person staff. And essentially what we do is we use social media assets to tell the Army's story. We use Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and these various resources to tell the story to a broader audience. Because it's not just about newspapers anymore. It's about telling your story and bringing it to the people where they look for their information. So a lot of what we do is we daily use these resources, go up and do Facebook posts and do Twitter and do tweets, put up YouTube videos, and then we also educate, which is incredibly important. In the Army, us being very operations security sensitive, a lot of information that we need to keep classified, need to keep secret, but at the same time, we want to be transparent. So we take the resources we have and we tell that story, and then we go out and we educate people on how to use these resources correctly when they use them on their own so that they don't make mistakes and put soldiers at risk. So it's kind of a twofold effort, to use the resources to tell a story and to educate to make sure that nobody makes, you know, any mistakes that can put us in danger.
Fantastic. Now, I found you guys because we did a post on Media Snackers, which featured your U.S. Army social media handbook, which you put up on SlideShare, wasn't it? So that's, in a sense, where I first came across that, for one, the U.S. Army had a handbook. And then, secondly, I followed the digital breadcrumbs, found you at Twitter. And then after a couple of conversations and emails, we connected, and hence we're now talking. So that's the digital breadcrumbs for the background. But in a sense, the handbook, I'd love to just go into in a little bit of detail, not too much because it's online. We'll put the link so people can see it. Reading through it's really interesting. You've touched on the OPSEC, which is maintaining operational security and stuff like that. And in a sense, it reminded me of the corporate entities that we work with about managing their intellectual property and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you've already said that you go out and educate people. Tell us a little bit about how that manifests. Is that actual training courses for now staff and soldiers?
What we try to do is, and the genesis of the handbook was essentially, we were going out and speaking to small populations at the pre-command course in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and to the Defense Information School in Fort Meade, Maryland. And we're speaking about social media to small audiences, and there's a lot of questions that continued to come up. Like I said, being a small firm, our five-person staff, we wanted to reach a broader audience. So we saw that there was a need for more education. There was a need for further explanation of social media assets, resources, and how to use them correctly. So we ended up putting together the handbook, which is about 36 or so pages that deal with everything from how you start a Facebook page, how you register it, all the way through how do you make sure that you don't post, you know, secure information and how you do this correctly. And the intent was, you know, once you get this out there and, you know, being a digital, you know, media like we are, is to go out there and basically hit as many people as you possibly can. So we load it up on SlideShare. And then upon loading it there, we then, you know, tweeted it out on Twitter and put it up on Facebook and put it up on the Army Live blog to make sure that the maximum amount of people that were looking for the information can find it. And we got lucky in the respect that a few news media resources, our news sources out there, picked up on the story, published it, and drove even more traffic to that site. So, like I said, I mean, OPSEC being very key, it was a focus of the handbook. And we actually intend within the next few weeks to actually create an update to the handbook to include more OPSEC information and more how-to information so that this continues to grow. Social media, in essence, is very evolutionary. It continues to grow day by day. So we're trying to stay, if not ahead of the curve, stay on par with the curve and make sure that we're getting the information out there that's most updated and most accurate.
And I know within the handbook you got kind of ideas about launching, you know, specific platforms like Twitter and stuff like that, but also how to kind of manage negative responses. And you're quite progressive in a sense that don't delete negative comments. But really, I can imagine as a political entity, in a sense, you know, and a military entity, you guys probably do have to manage some of those reactions from the public and stuff. How do you actually go about that from yourself in the division there, but also how do you enable other people to do that?
Well, you know, as the Army, we are fighting for, you know, freedom of speech and the freedoms of our country. So we want to make sure that we're providing a forum for individuals to come and actually have engaged discussions about Army activities, and to make sure that, you know, we're not censoring, because that's not our purpose. You know, we'd rather than be talking about the Army on our Facebook page rather than starting up, you know, a forum somewhere that we don't have any visibility of, because we want to engage as well. So, but yes, there are some restrictions, and we approach those restrictions through the policy, or through the posting policy that we have on our Facebook page, which very specifically details what you can and can't do. Obviously, we're not going to go out there and censor opinions that don't necessarily agree with the Army, but we will, you know, step in when there's obscenities and direct personal attacks and things of that nature. And that's all, you know, very clearly outlined in our policy, our posting policy. And that, you know, is, in addition to that, it's not so much that we police it, because we typically don't. I mean, Facebook provides a lot of resources where, you know, if an obscenity pops up, we have, our Facebook will actually block it for us. But something that we've noticed is that the population that comes to Facebook and the population that engages through these social media platforms is very self-policing. If somebody comes up there and makes a negative comment or makes some sort of negative claim, the Facebook community or the social media community will actually get on there and comment back to that individual. So it's not necessarily us doing all this damage control, jumping on there and, you know, responding to negative comments. We actually just sit back a lot of times and watch, you know, the community itself engage. So it's actually very exciting, and it's very empowering too, I believe.
Definitely. And I know it's not just you doing this, because you're empowering all your little divisions and you know, all your battalions and whatever you call them. Sorry to be ignorant there, but I jumped on your site, and I know you got a site on, and I'll put up the link, which lists exactly all the social media spaces you and all your Army divisions are in. And I totaled them up. There's 122 YouTube, there's 266 Twitter channels, there's 205 Flickr accounts, and 930 Facebook pages. Now, that is just awesome. And in terms of a number, sheer scale of that. And if you're a business entity and got all those subsidiaries, if you like, how do you go about managing them in respect? Because you still, the buck stops with you guys, because social media, you're heading that up.
No, absolutely. And in order to get on the social media directory that you referenced, we have a submission, our registration procedure, essentially. Okay. And we have a standard, standing operating procedure that goes through the details as to what a Facebook page, you know, an Army Facebook page should look like, or what a Twitter page should look like. That way they have an opportunity to kind of put it in the right position and then submit it. Upon submitting it, we review, and we make sure that they have a posting policy in place. So we make sure that they have information or command information in place, and make sure they're not making any tremendous mistakes as to, you know, some of their initial posts or, you know, and things of that nature. So we clear it first, and then, you know, the ads are taken down, which is really important, is we submit all these registrations to Facebook, and they take the ads down off the side, because as a government entity, we can't endorse any products.
Of course.
And then once that's pulled down, it appears on our directory. And like you mentioned, yes, that is a substantial amount of Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, Flickr pages, all that. There's a lot out there. And again, being a five-person staff, we're not out there scrubbing it every day to check to make sure there aren't huge mistakes and gaps. And that's where the education comes in. Each week, we produce a social media roundup. Essentially, it's a 15-slide PowerPoint presentation that goes into very specific detail of a social media issue or a topic at hand. And we distribute that to all of the individuals that have registered, you know, their sites. So there's, it's not just once they're up there, we forget about them. Is that once they're up there, they're continuing to get education and information from, you know, the social media division, so that it, maybe they're making a mistake and we're not aware of it, but a social media topic comes up, is addressed in the roundup, and then they can, you know, adjust fire, make sure they make those changes. So while there's not that constant interaction with the pages, I was constantly looking at all, you know, 900 plus Facebook pages, there is an effort to continue to maintain contact with those individuals who are managing those sites.
Yeah, it's a nice little thing you got going there. And I'd love to ask you a question about the almost the etiquette behind social. You know, it's conversational, it's human. And I love in the handbook, just to go back to that, you actually in the frequently asked questions, the FAQ at the back, you do say about mixing it up, having fun, being human. I'd love to get your take on how that does manifest itself. You know, some nice lighthearted things coming out of that you've seen on Flickr or whatever, YouTube channels.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to do that because the Army is, you know, in and of itself a very specific, large organization that has no face. You know, it is the Army. It's the largest service branch in the United States. So it's huge, and it is, you know, big and all-encompassing and just this massive machine. But there's a way to find a tone. You know, there's a way to pick a tone that you can use in your social media platforms to keep it fun and to keep it interesting. Our Twitter account, for example, is very dynamic, and it has a tone, and it uses the word HUA a lot, which is a Army-specific word that, you know, everybody in the Army associates with us. It's, you know, it's a, you know, one of those words that means a 100 different things. So to use that and kind of maintain that conversational and pleasant tone, and it gives that face to the Army. In addition to that, you look for photos of soldiers doing unique things, you know, picking up puppies and, you know, interacting with populations in different cultures, and to show the human side. And there's also there's a lot of fun things we can do as well. A few weeks back on April 1st, we actually decided to do an April Fool's Day joke, which was very well received. And we ended up talking about how the soldiers here, we wear berets. That's our headgear. And we were going to change it to the Stetson, which is more of a cowboy hat that is worn by the 1st Cav. And that created a great deal of buzz. It increased the traffic to our army.mil site. It increased a great deal of traffic to our Facebook page, Twitter, what have you. And it also showed, hey, you know, we're not afraid to make a little, you know, make fun of ourselves and have a little fun. And it was very well received, and it increased the traffic to our army.mil site a great deal that we're still experiencing now. So little experiments like this, little efforts to have a little fun and to show a human side can be incredibly valuable to a population that, you know, may be a little bit apprehensive about the Army or just doesn't know much about it, period. So there's a way to have fun. There's a way to experiment, and as long as you're doing it, you know, with good intentions.
Yeah, of course. And let's wrap this up with a short question about, what's the future for you guys now, especially in the division? Social media, as you said, is evolutionary. It's going to change. How do you envisage that impacting on not just what you do, but the Army as a whole?
Well, what we'd like to do is, you know, we'd like to continue to move with the actual culture itself. We want to be right there in the front and to be aware of the changes and to be aware of the evolution of social media. But something we say here a lot, myself and the director, when we go out and speak is, you know, if we do our jobs well, we won't have one, you know, in a couple of years. Social media is getting to the point where the better we do our job and the better we educate, eventually this is going to be common knowledge. And each individual organization out there that's using Facebook, that's using Twitter, is going to be self-sufficient, and they're going to be able to do this on their own. This is just the way we communicate now. I mean, social media is about bringing news to the person rather than the person seeking out the news. And the Army recognizes that, and a lot of the Department of Defense recognizes that as well. You know, when you don't go out and look for a newspaper anymore, go out to a website as often as news finds your news feed or news finds your Twitter feed. So, I mean, that's the direction that we're going, and we're going to continue to enforce that and continue to promote that and to show the value of using social media. And eventually it'll get to the point where it's common knowledge, and I'll be doing something else somewhere else. But our hope is to do our jobs well enough that, you know, everyone's going to know what they need to do and how they can maximize their efforts with social media.
Brilliant. Well, I just want to thank you for giving up your morning to speak to Media Snackers, Dale. Really appreciate your time.
No, it was an absolute pleasure. Happy to be here.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.